social media companies, in particular Facebook, need to do more to help explain the dangers of embarking on migrant journeys in search of a better life. That's according to Leonard Doyle, director of the Media and Communication Division for the UN Migration Agency, IOM. He was speaking following reports that close to 200 migrants or refugees are feared dead at sea already this year along the perilous central Mediterranean migration route. The Libyan Coast Guard reported that up to 100 were missing on Wednesday alone. Mr. Doyle told UN News that smugglers were using Facebook to attract customers for their illegal trafficking businesses, making false promises about reaching safety in Europe. He spoke to Florence Westergaard on the phone from Geneva.
Well, the situation is beginning rather tragically in the new year, with perhaps as many as 100 dying in a couple of incidents in the last few days near Libya, in which migrants are in very unsafe boats, because that's what the smugglers do with them. They don't care. Some have been rescued, but many apparently have not. Maybe as many as 100 have died. So this is despite all the publicity, despite people knowing the dangers, people are still coming and still trying to get to Europe.
Yeah, even though the IOM has a program for people to be able to return in their country, they still use the smugglers to be able to go to Europe.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly what's happening. Because people believe what they want to believe, or they believe what their friends tell them. It's very difficult to persuade somebody not to take an opportunity, especially if they're having a difficult time, if they're in economic difficulty. It's really difficult to tell them not to come.
And I think the latest incident, there were some men, women and children. So really it touches every people and every part of the society. What are the countries that are going to Europe?
Nigeria is the biggest country of origin, but they're coming, frankly, from everywhere, from Gambia, from Sudan, from Eritrea, from Ethiopia, right across the spectrum. People are leaving because they believe that they can get a better life. Sadly, it's not really the case. In the vast majority of cases, it's not true. But people still believe what they read on Facebook in the absence of any other messaging. And it's very difficult and expensive to message with them. So we're not really in a position to pay Facebook to send messages to people who are learning about the journey through Facebook from smugglers. So Facebook allows anybody to set up a business. If it's reported, they'll close it down. But many of these smuggler businesses are never closed down. So it's kind of very odd that they allow this business model whereby you can set up a business, but they're not really working with us very closely yet. We hope they will, to communicate to people the great dangers.
Yeah, it is. It is really a big danger. So, what is the message of IOM to the international community and to all those people?
Well, I mean, clearly there needs to be comprehensive support for those who are returning, comprehensive support for these countries, so there's economic growth and a sustainable future for those who are coming back. Meanwhile, there is a place for the media companies, new media companies, the social media, to help us explain the dangers of irregular migration, just like they explain the dangers of sexual predation. And it's part of being civically responsible, we think.